Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with
Pierre from Maido Project.
Hi, Pierre. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm very, very good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, are you in Paris?
Yes, I'm in Paris right now.
How did your group form, and could you tell our listeners a little bit about the wide variety of music that you play?
I created this new band. I compose most of the songs, and regarding the influences, they are very diverse, from world music to jazz and classical and pop rock, of course, and so it's a mix. It's actually a mix of electro, jazz, and world music. I compose most of the songs, and I do most of the arrangements.
Mm-hmm. And did you study music?
Yes. In fact, I'm coming from a jazz background, mm-hmm. So I did master classes and trainings and in jazz, in improvisation and jazz, and I started to play jazz in clubs in Paris. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it was good to mix this jazz background with something else, with electro and with also world influences.
Yeah, it's a really amazing sound that you have. And how often do you play live? Because on your website, it shows that you have a video jockey where you have really great visuals behind you and dancers.
Yes, in fact, we only play when we have the gigs in Paris. Mm. So we play live in Paris. And what I want to do, what I would like to do in the future, is actually what we did with for the video, is to include a VJ and a dancer, a female dancer, that is, and she's improvising on the music. So in fact, it's it's a real show with real visual, interesting visual things, and the music. It's not only a concert; it's a complete show.
Yeah, and did you come up with that idea yourself too, or was that the whole group?
Yes, because I thought, you know, since some part of the music is programmed, you know, it's electro, so it's a bit less visual than if you see a real instrument like an acoustic bass or drums or. So I thought, you know, it would be good to add something visual on top of the music. And I immediately thought about VJ, because it's improvisation and it's visual. And I thought it was the best combination.
Instruments are played in the group?
So there are many instruments in the group, because some of them are recorded, programmed, and some of them are played live. So for the instruments I'm playing is basically guitar, oud. Oud is the Arab lute. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of guitar with 11 strings. Oh. So it's coming from the Middle East and the Arabic countries. So basically guitar, oud, saxophones, percussions, keyboard, and female vocalist. And so for concerts, we do have a part that is programmed, that is on the computer, and we play, we add to it percussion, vocal, of course, saxophone, oud, and keyboard.
Mm-hmm. I'm not pronouncing it right, the group's name, Maido Project. What does that mean? Is there a translation?
It's, in fact, Maido is a place, is a name of a place. It's on the Reunion Island. It's an island in the Indian Ocean, so near Africa. And it's called the Piton Maïdo, it's in French, and it's a beautiful place. It's very high, and you can you have a beautiful view on the you know mountains. And I had the chance to see a sunrise.
Wow!
And I thought it was a great name for a new start and for a new band. And I wanted the name Project because I wanted to have something that is constantly moving, you know, like not something that is frozen and this configuration that is set up for good, but I wanted it to be flexible and to move.
Yeah.
So I thought Project was a kind of a name that is giving this movement.
It sounds like your music's getting played on a lot of radio stations and internet stations.
Small radio stations, but a few, yes.
Yeah. So what's the plans for the band, the future plans?
Well, for the moment, we have online distribution, so digital distribution on iTunes. So you can find all our songs on iTunes from all over the world. For the last 2 years. And now what I would like to do is maybe slow down on the gigs, on the concerts, and find a distribution deal to release the actual CDs. Because I have two CDs that are ready to be released in the stores. So I would like to finish this deal with the distributor and to actually release the two CDs.
Besides being on the radio and being played around the world, is it true that you're writing for music for soundtracks?
Well, I have many many feedbacks who say this music is very visual. So we won a prize at the composition contest in France for short films, and it gives me the confidence to keep on going this way and to also submit this music for pictures and for films and documentaries and so on.
So do you have anything to say to your fans and last words?
I have, in fact, I started my MySpace like 1.5 years ago, and I have a very good feedback on it.
Mm-hmm.
So and from different parts of the world. So it's really, I think the buzz is starting, definitely. And I have maybe not so many feedbacks, but very, I would say, deep feedbacks. You know, people who really like this music and who think that this mix is very, is new and is what they are expecting. So what can I say to my fans? Yeah, let me think about it. You know, maybe what we would like to have, what we need right now is... a bit of word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
to spread the buzz, and to find also maybe bigger radio stations. If they like this music, maybe they can give me contact names they have or things to develop this project. That would be very helpful. And I would like, of course, to thank them if they. If they like this music, if they listen to it, frequently, it's a great pleasure for me to know that in a different part of the world, somebody is listening to my music. It's amazing.
Well, thank you for your time, and we're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our podcast with a pirate impression or a pirate R. Can you do that for me?
Okay. We in French we don't have these
yeah.
pirate jokes.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, take care, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.